Okay, good. Yes, so it's the question of Chagigas Abasa, right? So what is the general din of Chagigah in general? So you bring it when?
Right.
On the first day of the Rebbe. But over here, you have a separate halacha of Chagigas Abasa. You can bring it Erev HaRegel, and it's Nechal with the Pesach. So is that a separate Chagiga, or is it the same one, but you can bring it a day earlier?
Well, don't you have to bring it
two?
If you bring it, don't you still have to bring Chagiga on the Pesach itself?
Oh, so that's Machlekes the Rambam and the Ragel. The Rambam holds that if you bring it on Erev Yontif, so then you still have to bring another one on the next day. Whereas the Rambam maintains that if you have in mind and you bring it on Erev Yontif, that you want to be Yotzei the Chagiga of the Chag, You can be Yotze.
You mean
to
bring
Chagiga
on Erev Yontif?
The one that you're allowed to bring on Erev Yontif, if you have in mind that you want to be Yotze with that one, the Chagiga of Yontif, you can do it. You got the Rambam right over here.
Is that the Yom Rishon? Yom Rishon is like the first day of the Chag or something?
He just, that's all he says.
Is that brought line to Pesach in your mind?
Or is it brought before?
Before.
They all have to be brought before.
It's really brought in daytime before the pre-Pesach.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
On the other end, so it's not going to happen.
That's with another rabbit?
It's not a giga.
Oh, on the Yom Tov, you can't do that.
What?
On Sukkot, you can't bring it out of Yontif.
Say it again.
On Sukkot, you can't bring it out of Yontif.
Only the first day, and on Shavuos also.
On Shavuos, you can't eat
it. Can't eat it.
And it's brought before the Korban Pesach.
And it's brought, well, any time on Erev Yontif.
You know, it's got to be before the Musaf.
Yeah.
Right, not the Musaf. The
order.
It's got to be before the Talmud.
Yeah, well, the order doesn't matter. The main thing is you bring it out of Yom Tov.
No, everything's before the Talmud.
What's that?
Everything's before the Talmud.
Before the Talmud, yeah. Okay. The Rambam is like this. Okay, the Rambam is like this. It's in Perek Beis Halacha Yud.
Hilchos what?
Hilchos Chagiga, Perek Beis Halacha Yud. In the middle of the Halacha, Kvar Bi'anu B'Psochem, Shechagigas Arbo Asar Rishus. That the Chagiga that you bring on Arbo Asar, which means the one that's Erev Yontif is Rishus. It's called Chagigas Abasa. Lefichach, Ein Adam Yotze Bo Yedei Chovas Chagiga, Avol Yotze Bo Yedei Chovas Simcha. Ravid says, Am Avram, Ein Yodea, Mai Lefichach, Vosa Brisa Ben Tema. Ben Tema Shona. Osa. The Savach, and Yisidala, it is Chova. Chova. Then you can't be Yotze with it. Aval Rabbanon, even the Rishusu, Yotze Bo'ach Mishum Chagiga, in Hisna Aleha, Lotze's Bo'ach. Vishachata Biyudal. Alright, how do we define that machlokes?
So what's the difference with the simple?
I mean, basic. In other words, according to the Rambam, it's a completely different chagiga. It's chagiga habo im ha-pesach. Has nothing whatsoever to do with the ordinary chagiga habo b'yom rishon. Correct? And the Ravid maintains that if you masna on it to be yotzei yidei chagigas yomtif, you can't do that. So apparently he holds it's not completely a different chagiga, but it's a reshus to bring it. It's the same chagiga, but it's the reshus. You have a reshus to bring it with the Pesach. But if you have in mind, then it's the same chagiga, but you have reshus to bring it with the Pesach. But if you have in mind that you want it to be the chagiga for Yom Tov, fine.
Why do you have to have in mind if that's what it is?
Yeah.
What do you know? Like your reshus is to bring a chagiga early with the Pesach.
So if you need Nechalal Sova, so why can't you just eat something else?
Right.
Eat Pesachun.
Right?
Eat Pesachun and then you'll be all Sova.
Right, all cuts have a dinner.
It seems like it has to be a qualified Sova.
Yeah, okay.
It has to be so that it's produced through Achilas Mizbeach.
Through Achilas Mizbeach. So that, apparently that's Halacha and Chagigas Abasa. That it is the Cheftza is Mitzuraf to the Achilas HaPesach. Chagiga Bo Im HaPesach. So it's Mitzuraf to the Achilas HaPesach. So therefore, it will qualify the Pesach to be Nechal al Asova, because the Cheftza shel Chagiga Abon Pesach is designated for the function of the Pesach. So there's a Tziruf. But if you just ate Pesach Chulin, there's no Tziruf.
We need a Tziruf for it.
Because without the Tziruf, it doesn't have a Kiyam of Nechal al Asova. It has to be Tziruf to the Achil. Nechal al Asova means al Asova of something that's mitzuraf to it. Not just the condition of being satiated.
You mean something that's surafable.
That's right.
That's why you don't need it if you have enough Pesach.
That's right.
So why is it only Chagiga?
It's certainly by itself. Sure. But if you don't have that, then you can't just eat anything.
In other words, by the Kohanim, where is that? Where's that halacha?
Maaser Kabanos Yud Yudal.
Maaser Kabanos Yud Yudal. So what does Rami say over there? That if he only had a kazayas. So over there, it has to be, he could eat even chulin before. And that would be considered nechalas al asova. But over here, it wouldn't work. Why not? So what we're saying is that there's two concepts of Nechal al Asova. One concept is a negative, that you're not allowed to eat it when you're hungry, to satiate hunger. That shouldn't be eaten that way, because that's not an Achilah Chashuva. So that's by Shah Kohanim, so therefore even Basar Chulin will work. But over here it's a positive halach, that it must be served al Asova. The Cheftza must be a Cheftza that's designated al Asova. It's a positive kiyum in the Pesach. Not simply you shouldn't eat it out of hunger, but you need a positive kiyum of sova. So there must be in the system. It's halacha over there. It's halacha purely in the gaver. The gaver can't eat it when he's hungry. Over here, it's halacha in the chefza. That it must be a chefza that's a chefza that has a shame ala sova. So you have to have a carbon before to give it the position and the shame of ala sova. And that carbon is the chagiga. So it's a loch in the chefza. The chefza must be designated ala sova. Over there, there's no loch of designation. It's just a loch in the gavra. But the gavra is not letting it, the shame tail on. But over here, it's not simply that. Not a loch of simply in the gavra. It's a loch in the chefza shall come. It must be a chefza that has a chalai shame sova. So therefore, you must have kachin to validate the to give it the shame of nechal ala sova. Okay, in the chefza. So it's aloch in the chal shame of the chefza that it must be nechal ala sova. That's the difference. Okay. In other words, by Pesach, it's Allah and the Chefter that has to be relegated Allah Sova. So in order to relegate Allah Sova, you must have a qualified Achila before.
When you say relegated, you mean like in the setup, like in the halachic setup of how this thing is...
Is eaten. Yes. Okay, so Aaron's asking, why is it by matzah? It's just the opposite. That you have to eat it how? When you're hungry. And why is it by Pesach? No. On the contrary, it has to be a lasova. Okay, it sounds like a whimsical question, but it requires an answer. What's the answer? The answer is very simple. The answer is in matzah. The answer is what the Rav says. That by carbon pesach, the Rambam says, "Umisha ochal kizayis yotza." By matzah, he says, "Ve'im lo ochal ela kizayis yotza." And the reason is. Because by matzah there's no kiyum in the chefza. It's just halacha and maisach it was matzah. But in Korban Pesach there's a kiyum in the chefza of achilas of Pesach. So that's why he says umisha ocha. But he can go on eating every bite is another kiyum. But by matzah there's no kiyum beyond the first bite, first kizayis in it. Because it's just halacha and maisach achilas. So where it's Allah and Maisa Achila, so you want to be Mahadir the Maisa Achila. But where there's Allah and the Cheftza Shel Achila in the Kiyum Pesach, so then you want to have that Cheftza Shel Kiyum in the Pesach should has a quality of Nechal also. Nechal also, my first bit there, yeah. Nechal also. Okay?
What's it?
Yeah, so the different, yeah, so therefore, in other words, ala sova means that you're not eating it to remove a state. Okay? So you're eating it for its own sake. So that's an achil hashul. But where you're eating something to remove a certain state, that lacks in hashulis.
Anything can do that.
What?
Anything can remove your hunger. If you're eating this, the dump because those things.
Right.
But the hidden mitzvah, the maisa.
But the hidden mitzvah is halacha, where it's a maisa, like by matzah.
Then it's the hidder to have it, you be really hungry and it removes the
right.
State.
Then it doesn't matter why you. There's no halacha in the cheftza There has to be a chefter shalachim. There's no kiyum in the chefter of matzah. It's just a maisa mitzvah, the gavra. So if he runs to it, so then it's a kiyum in the maisa.
The hungrier he is,
the more he wants that maisa.
Right.
So that's a either mitzvah. But by Pesach, there's Allah and the chefter.
Right.
So the chefter has to be nechal in a certain way.
Right.
Not to remove a state, but to be an achila per se. That's the difference. Yeah, I got it wrong in the Lashonis of the Rambam. Let's correct it. What does it say by matzah? Misha achol kezayis. So he means that as soon as you ate a kezayis, that's it. And the other one says v'im lo achol el kezayis. So it means that, but you can't eat more. It was a kiyum. It's a kiyum. Yeah, I'm sorry, I messed it up. All right.
Where is that?
In other words, in order to give the Chefetz Shel Pesach a din of Nechal HaSova, so that which precedes it also must be an Achiva, where there's a kiyum in the Chefetz. You follow? So there's a kiyum in the Chefetz, in the Chagiga, and that's Mitzuref to the, that's setting up the achila sova for the carbon pesach in the chefter. But if you don't have any kiyum in the chefter before, it's like there's no achila. Just a maisach, but there's no chefter shel achila. So you must have a chefter shel achila where there's a kiyum achila in order to set up the system so that it's nechal ala sova when you come by the pesach.
That's only question.
Matzah can't, because there's no kiyum in matzah. Okay, so in other words, just going over it again, by regular kachin, it can't come to remove a bad state of hunger, because it's a kiyum in the chefetz. So therefore, anything will do that will make you seveya. So it'll make the achila an achila, which has a purpose other than to remove hunger. But by Pesach, it's halacha and the chefza, that the chefza has to have a shein nechal al asava. So you have to have a korban before. Okay? So there's no halacha of nechal al asava by chagiga. It's just halacha and achila. But the Rambam by Kehanim, it's v'ochlu osu masher kupar boyim. Baruch hazasim melamed shakohanim ochlim v'abaylam eskaprim. So there you need a special kind of achila. Special kind of achila l'shem achila, not to remove a state of hunger. But by chagigah, there's no achila. Pesach, yes. Pesach, even though it's not a kohen, it's a yachid, is a chil, is a lacha v'nechal al asav. Okay? Yeah. What would you say if, for instance, he doesn't have chagiga and he only has a small amount of Pesach? Should he eat chulin first?
Right.
Or won't help him?
Doesn't have that case. But he doesn't have that, that's like the last lacha in Kohen to matzah?
What, now what? Say it again.
The guy only has one kezias, what does he do?
A kezias of what?
He only has matzah.
You could use it for afikoman or for
I understand. But he doesn't have, he only has
kezias
of
Pesach. So I would say that he should eat the chulin.
The chulin first.
Right.
It stays for you. You're not getting in the
house. At least he won't be eating the Pesach to remove a bad state. But he won't, so at least the Gavra will be eating it al asava. But even though he'd be lacking in the Chefza and the Chalei Shem al asava for the carbon vessel, but at least he won't be eating it just to remove a bad state.
Does that then exist by Pesach? Isn't that only, you said, by Kohanim and Kachem?
Yeah, but it makes it's mistava that by Pesach also.
It's both, it's like both things.
Because you have a higher level there. So it would be mistava that the lower level would still exist.
Right.
What matter if you're if it would be also
so in other words, according to us on Shabbos, when Erev Yontif comes out on Shabbos, so Chagiga is not Docha Shabbos. So we're saying that at least he should eat enough matzah that when he eats the Korban Pesach, he's eating it l'shem achilas haPesach and not to remove a bad state of hunger. Mistava like that. When the Ravid writes Zeh Aseidah Lo Dok, he means that it was mafsik the matzah and mar with the Pesach by the Chagigah, and that who spells it out that way. You're right. The Rashbam says that he eats Pesach matzah mor biyachad. So apparently the Chagigah ate first. So that's probably what the Ravid meant.
Right.
Okay. Right. So the Ravid is bothered with the hefsek between the matzah and mara and the carbon Pesach.
Since it's a kiyam and the carbon Pesach, it's not
easy. Even more, since the chaloshim chagigas creates the shame achilah lasova and the chefetz shel Pesach, so then it's not a mafsa.
It's a kiyam.
What's kiyam?
That's setting up of the
yeah. That's what I'm saying. Since it gives the Pesach a chaloshim of achila lasova, so therefore it's not a mafsik. Because it engenders the chaloshim in the Pesach. So it is related to Pesach. So there's no problem.
But we didn't say that the first
time. That's right. Was. Right, so according to Rashbam, it's clear. He eats it at the end with the matzah mar.
Right.